This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Before we get into today's episode, Your Money Briefing is exploring what you need to know to become a homeowner and sustain your home. You can get early access to our series, Buying a Home and Keeping It, on WSJ Special Access, available only for WSJ subscribers. Now on to the show. Here's your money briefing for Thursday, April 18th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. It's a common question this time of year, where's my refund? Some people get their money back from the IRS lickety-split after filing their return. But for others, it's a game of waiting and waiting, sometimes months or longer.
There are lots of reasons. The simplest one is if you do file by paper. So there could be math mistakes. Those can sometimes be quick to fix. The IRS computers can even fix them, and then they'll just send you a notice afterwards explaining how they did the fix.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ashleigh Ebling about how to track down your refund after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
After you file your taxes, how long should you expect to wait for your refund to arrive? What could cause it to be delayed? Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ashleigh Ebling joins me. Ashleigh, if somebody filed their return by the April 15th deadline, how long on average does it usually take for them to get their refund?
For 9 out of 10 taxpayers, it's really quick. It's less than 21 days. That's assuming, like most taxpayers, that you file electronically and you ask for direct deposit of your refund.
What are some typical reasons a person's refund might be delayed?
There are lots of reasons. The simplest one is if you do file by paper, that always takes a few weeks longer. Also, the IRS computers run all kinds of checks when your return goes in. So there could be math mistakes. Those can sometimes be quick to fix. The IRS computers can even fix them, and then they'll just send you a notice afterwards explaining how they did the fix. Worst case scenario is something like identity theft. That can take a year or longer.
What's the first step for somebody who notices after, say, a few weeks that their refund hasn't arrived?
The first thing to do is to check where's my refund, and that's on irs.gov. Also, the IRS To Go app has it, and you need to plug in your social security number or your taxpayer identification number, the exact dollar amount of your expected refund, and your filing status. That's like whether you filed single or married, filing joint. It'll say received, and then it'll later say approved, and then later after that, it'll actually say the refund sent out and what date it's supposed to be sent out. The IRS has improved that this tax season. There's even more information on there, where it might say we're missing a document and then you should expect a letter from us. So then in that case, they look out for the letter and you'll likely be able to upload it to the IRS system.
What if a longer period goes by, like 6 weeks goes by and still no refund?
So at that point, after you've checked out where's my refund and seen if there's any special instructions there, call the IRS. They are answering phones more quickly than they used to. So that's a good sign. Sometimes they'll be able to say the IRS is waiting for you to send in certain information, like the missing form. Unfortunately, other times taxpayers are telling me they don't know.
They don't know what?
Sometimes even the IRS phone representative won't know what's holding it up.
Okay. That's got to be not very encouraging for the taxpayer.
No, it is a little frustrating. And that, I have to say, we had a lot of readers who've written in saying they're dealing with these really long refund delays. It's not as bad as it was during the pandemic, but there's still these cases of just super long waits for refunds.
After that step, what happens then? Whose job is it to sort it out?
So there's an independent office within the IRS called the Taxpayer Advocate Service. There's actually an IRS form called the Form 911. So that you could fill out, and then someone from the Taxpayer Advocate Office will help speed up your refund. They won't help everybody. If the IRS has no proof that your return ever got there, they can't help. And then they will say you should basically file a new return. And the Taxpayer Advocate Office, they'll help you if there's a financial hardship or if there's just something clearly like wrong with the IRS systems and you got like caught up in the wheels.
For some people, it might be bothersome to wait for their refund, but for others, that refund might be money to pay expenses like rent or student loans. Is there a way to express urgency to the IRS?
So that would be filling out one of these IRS Form 911s and explaining your hardship. And then it's possible the Taxpayer Advocate Service can help. There was a taxpayer in Eugene, Oregon, and he was dealing with two different IRS offices for a year and a half trying to sort out his 2022 tax year refund. It was nearly $5,000 he was waiting for. The IRS said he owed the IRS $5,000. And the problem was the agency hadn't credited his account for an estimated tax payment. So the IRS kept saying we need another 60 days to sort this out, even after he'd sent in proof of the withdrawal from his bank account showing that it went to the Treasury Department. He reached out to Taxpayer Advocate Service in November, and then by December, he got his refund.
How much do some of these delays have to do with the backlog of returns that the IRS has been dealing with since the pandemic? And has the IRS been able to work down that backlog?
So the good news is that the IRS has made strides and huge progress in working down the backlogs. Part of that, the commissioner says, is due to the money they've gotten from the Inflation Reduction Act from Congress. At one point, there were like millions of backlogged returns. And as of December 21st, that's the last day the IRS has statistics out for, it was down to 686,000 individual returns in processing. 600,000 of those require this error correction or special handling. So those are people waiting, you know, for past year refunds. And most of these returns and backlog are refunds, but the IRS does say it prioritizes processing returns with refunds over those where people have balances due.
If there's a delay in getting your refund, will the IRS pay interest on that back to the taxpayer?
That's maybe the one upside to all of this. After 45 days, the interest does start kicking in. Interest rate resets quarterly, but right now it's at a high 8%. So I had one example where an enrolled agent, she had a client who was a cellist who just got a refund in March for her tax year 2020 return. She got the original $1,500 refund she was due plus $241.80 of interest.
You said it's an upside. It almost sounds like there's a catch here.
Okay, there's always a catch. The catch is the next year you'll get a 1099 from the Treasury Department listing that amount of interest. The interest is taxable, so you have to report it on your tax return.
So the IRS puts interest on your payment back to you because it's been delayed, then they say, you know, take some off the top and send it back to us?
Exactly.
That's WSJ reporter Ashley Ebling. And that's it for your Money Briefing. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.